Paul, after having such a young lineup in Edmonton, NHL experience-wise, how different is it for you behind the bench tonight with more veterans as you play this game?
It's probably not as much fun, to be honest with you, Brian. Like, you get to, like, I enjoyed last night's game, not the end result, but I liked, you know, through about 50 minutes of that, kind of working with them and seeing how they think about the game. This is for your veteran guys. You want to be respectful about an exhibition game, but it's a workout, right? It's get the hands, just the starting process, because a bunch of them, it's their first game. So get them to speed. They'll put a real, real young lineup on the ice tonight. And so you're hoping that you can get a good game the things you get, you earn, and you do the right things to get them.
I know you don't want to talk a lot about last year, but the process kind of gets underway for Connor Hellebuck tonight. Just a thought on 37 getting back in the groove here.
I won't even look at him, to be honest with you. You know, the exhibition games for those goalies, and even in practice, they pick two or three things they're really working on, and then this is his go-through. He had a real strong year, and he built as the year went on. He got better and better. I felt he was, you know, strongest there in the Nashville series, so he certainly was peaking at the right time. And, agreed, this is the start of it, but I won't spend a whole lot of time looking at the score.
Be looking for Paul with the Tyler Myers Dustin Byfuglien pairing.
How they move the puck, how they talk on the ice, how they move off each other. Again, first time through, so we'll let them get a few games. They'll get into the regular season before we get a hard assessment on where they're at. How they, you know, they're both veteran guys that you can sit and talk hockey with for as long as you want, right? They have a good read of the game. So we'll be able to sit with them and talk about places that they're comfortable, things they want to change, and if they think it's working, and if we think it's working.
You've had, I guess, Joe Morrow playing on his offside.
Yeah.
Ben Chiarot, correct? Is that something with preseason that you can play around with that a little bit?
And we'll have Kulikov here tonight, Kulikov. Right? He'll go to his offside. I've got a pretty strong idea on who I think fits on the right side the best. And if I didn't think that, and we may get to the point we go back to natural size righties and lefties, but I think we've got an option here that works very well.
It's almost like building that depth you have with a lot of guys that can play center and wing. If you could get that on D with guys going back,
you can go into a game when you've lost a lefty or two lefties and you slide guys over and it's no big deal, right? They're comfortable with it. Then you can dress better. You know, you can dress a more veteran lineup. Then you know you don't have to bring guys up from the minors to get a lefty or a righty. You can just let them slide over as long as the performance is there. It's good for your team.
I'd ask you about Nelson Nogé, who's a player that you saw a little bit of at the end of the previous season, and then of course really tough break last year with getting hurt in the first exhibition game. Almost loses a full year in that sense, but I guess he's still young.
Yeah, he did lose a full year, and so he's, I don't know, he's not starting from scratch. He's got some experience, but we will be very patient with him. I like Nelson from day one at Penticton when he first came out. His positioning on the ice was really strong, and we want to play a fast game, and we want to move the puck quickly, but we almost need him to relax a little bit and not try to catch up in one training camp. So we'll have lots of patience with him.